This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning to Senate Transportation. Call the meeting to order. Wish to thank all our internet listeners for dialing in. Reminder to everybody, make sure that your little cell phones are put on silent. And at this time, Secretary, would you call the roll?
Senators Castleberry?
Here.
Foster?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Russell? It's excused. Soholt?
Here.
Blair?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
We do have a quorum. And at this time, I would entertain a motion to approve last meeting's minutes.
Chairman.
Senator Monroe has moved, seconded by Senator Castleberry. All those in favor say aye.
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 They are approved. And reminder to everybody that please sign in and make sure that if you do have any handouts that you do it through our pages. Make sure that your little blue signs are facing us. And with that, we're going to actually have our most important part of our meeting, have our pages introduce themselves.
My name is Natalie Moore. I'm from Pierre. I'm a senior, and next year I plan to go to Augustana or University of Minnesota.
My name's Brianna Lynn. I'm a junior at the Plankington High School, and after I graduate, I hope to either go to DW or Augustana for accounting.
Very good. I'm always impressed by our youth. All right, at this time here, we're going to be considering House Bill 1154 to revise certain provisions regarding motor vehicles license plates, and we would ask for proponents of HB 1154. Good morning, and would you identify yourself?
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Julie Fry Mueller. I'm a representative for District 30. And today I bring before you House Bill 1154, which would extend the length that we would use the same license plates. I started this in 2017, and we went up and down with the numbers, the years. In 2017, when I started this, I wondered why we went back to the five-year cycle as opposed to the previous 10-year cycle when plates seemed to work just fine. And so I got a hold of some people, and I found out that every 5 years when we replaced the license plates back in 2017, it cost us $8.4 million. And I asked if we extended them back out to 10 years, how much would we save? And they said $6.2 million. And I thought, well, that's a no-brainer. Why wouldn't we just extend them back out? And they said, and I said, why did we change back? And they said, well, we were in a recession. And I said, well, let's pretend we're in a recession every 10 years and save that money, because the money that we save goes directly back into the license plate revolving fund, which goes directly to roads and bridges. And everyone is always talking about how we need money for roads and bridges, so to me, it made sense. But anyway, we have compromised this year, and so now we are at 7 years. At least it's a couple more years, more than the five. So we will save a few million, which I'm very grateful for. And with that, I will leave you to the next testifier. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. And on the phone, we have Janet Staler.
Staler,
you are a proponent, are you?
Yes.
You can go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Janet Staler, and I am the treasurer of Pennington County, and I'm testifying on behalf of myself. I stand in favor of House Bill 1140, that we change the plates every 7 years instead of 5 years. Last year, we were in favor of changing it to 10 years. However, as some of you know, that bill was sent to the 41st day. As I said last year, people get very upset when they have to get new license plates. They think the government is wasting their money because in their mind, they don't need a new plate. Their old one is just fine. While I still believe that 10 years is reasonable, 7 years is acceptable to move this bill ahead. Even by extending the plates from 5 to 7 years, a 2-year extension, will still save the taxpayers money. This money will remain in the license plate revolving fund, and any unspent money reverts to the road and bridge fund. I will stand by for any questions.
Thank you. We'll put you on hold, and if we have questions, we'll get back to you. Any other proponents of HB 1154, proponents? Good morning. Would you identify yourself?
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jim Twilliger. I'm with the Department of Revenue, and we also stand up here in support of House Bill 1154. Moving to a seven-year cycle is a good compromise, I believe. This will help out, send some of those much-needed dollars back to the local governments for road and bridge funding over the next couple of years, and so we think it's a good bill, and it's good for the taxpayers of South Dakota, and we ask you to support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents of HB 1154, proponents? Proponents for HB 1154? One last call for proponent testimony on HB 1154. Seeing none, go to opponent testimony on HB 1154. Opponent testimony. Opponent testimony, HB 1154, and last call for opponent testimony of HB 1154. Seeing none, I guess we'll let you, if you wish to filibuster, you can filibuster if you wish. All right. We'll set that. We'll move on to questions from the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This will be a question for the prime sponsor. So, I think your 10-year idea was a good one. And so, can you help me understand what the resistance was for those extra 3 years? I mean, is it the plates fall apart? Or, you know, what was the difference between, like, the 5-year and the 10-year? And how, I understand seven's a negotiation, so I get that. But can you help me understand what the resistance was?
Mr. Chair.
Unless I'm putting you in a compromised position, then you can, plead the fifth.
I guess I can help a little bit before you go ahead.
Okay.
You're looking at the problem. So.
Well, that's fine. Now I'll hear her answer.
I'm the problem?
No, he is. The chair.
10 years.
You like 10 years?
No, I do not like 10 years.
Oh, okay, well, there. No,
there must be some rationale that the reason we settled on five, and maybe there's someone else in the department.
And they did last perfectly fine for 10 years, and the treasurers, even had stated that. It is my understanding there's a certain company that does the sheeting that is not in our state that has a lot of pull, and as far as I'm concerned, that should have not counted because we don't work for the company. We work for the taxpayers. And it doesn't make sense. I mean, knowing what I've known for all these years, I'm just trying not to say anything to be disrespectful. But I would prefer it to be 10 years. But the only way I could get it through was to compromise. And again, we would have saved $6.2 million if we would have just went for 10. So thank you.
Thank you. Can I get a follow-up on that question from the department? This may be some more understanding.
Please identify yourself.
Mr. Chairman. Jim Twilliger with the Department of Revenue. So I know enough to be dangerous, but so my understanding is the reflective sheeting on the plate is warranty is at 5 years. So when you start going beyond 5 years, then that the reflection and law enforcement concerns, each year that gets a little bit less reflective, so on and so forth. And I'm not an expert in all that. I do know that was some of the opposition to the 10-year issue. I will say that when we did do, we skipped essentially a cycle several years ago, as was referenced. We did start to see problems at 8, 9, and 10 years where plates were being damaged, so on and so forth. And so, we feel that 7 years is appropriate.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Blair.
I move do pass House Bill 1154.
Senator Blair has moved do pass on HB 1154. Senator Castleberry has seconded that. Senator Blair, any comments?
Well, and I appreciate the sponsor for bringing the bill and staying with it. And I also appreciate the comments on the 10 years. So that gives me, I think this is probably a great compromise, and I'm glad everybody came together to at least do this. And once we get better reflection and all that, we'll go to 10.
Any other comments? Seeing none, Chair will make a last comment. I do want to thank the representative for sticking to this and working something out. As I stated for the internet listeners, I was one of the ones that helped kill it every other time. A lot doing with reflectivity and also with the place that I come from. Folks in my direction, they like change a little more than evidently in other sections of the state. So they were more interested in change. But with that, I will end up supporting this. And Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Senators Castleberry?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Russell is excused. Soholt?
Aye.
Blair?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
The vote is unanimous, and HB 1154 is going to go to the floor. The chair will certify that the bill, having no opposition in committee and no opposition on with the committee, will go to the floor on the consent calendar. Thank you, Representative. All right, we will move on then to HB 1264, and our sponsor could not be here because, for the internet listeners, we were at the last of the last, and it's hard to hold quorums in committee, and he's in a committee. So would you identify yourself?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. This is a personally big day for me. I've never been allowed to present a bill without the legislator before, so this is awfully exciting. Thank you. This bill was kind of a last-minute request, and so Representative Anderson was kind enough to offer to prime it. But we were notified by a city attorney's office that the AIA documents that are referenced in 518B10 will no longer be supported in the version that was in statute. And so technically, unless we get this fixed, our contracts will not be in compliance with state law. The AIA updates these contracts every 10 years. We would be working now with this update off of the 2017 version, and so we're simply asking you to change that reference. There is an amendment on the internet that would remove that little C copyright symbol because Representative Mullally over in the House thought that looked odd and had never seen it before. I did check with LRC staff. It does exist in other statutes, and so the amendment is there for your consideration, and I don't think it does any good or any harm. It's purely up to the committee, of course. So thank you. I'd be happy to answer questions.
Thank you. And I will make a comment on the, if anybody wishes, on the amendment. Personally, when I read a document and I see a copyright symbol, I like to know that up front. And if I am reading code, and since it does no harm, and we do have it in other sections, I would prefer that. So, but if anybody wishes to move it, that is up to the committee.
Question, Mr. Chair?
Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in other parts of statute, we do use the copyright symbol?
Like if you refer to like the ACTs, those are copyrighted. So okay. That's, yeah, so there are parts of code. And you can go on the mic, but
Amanda Marsh, LRC. Part of the concern, I believe, from Representative Mullally was that we'd have to go in and amend this every year. That's not the case. When we put documents like this in code, they will be amended when maybe the edition changes or something to that effect. But the copyright has nothing to do with that.
Proponent testimony for HB.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Justin Smith. I'm an attorney from Sioux Falls. I'm the registered lobbyist for AIA South Dakota. AIA is the South Dakota Professional Trade Association for the architectural profession in South Dakota. We want to thank Ms. Taylor and the sponsors of this legislation. We think it makes good sense and will help to keep our laws updated without needing to go through every year and every time a new version of these contracts comes forward and make an annual or every other year amendment to these statutes. So it's good common sense legislation, cleans it up. We don't have any preference on whether or not you make the amendment. Certainly, I think, Ms. Taylor said it best. I don't think this is good or bad. It's up to the committee. I will stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents for HB 1264? Proponents for HB 1264? And last call for proponent testimony on HB 1264. Seeing none, we'll move on to opponent testimony on HB 1264. Opponent testimony on HB 1264 and last call for HB 1264 opponent testimony. Seeing none, I don't think you wish to filibuster, so we'll move on to questions from the committee. Senator Blair.
Just a question, LRC. So if we amended this bill, then it'd have to go back to a joint because it's already passed without the amendment out of the House?
Right, it would have to go back to the House.
For concurrence.
I move we do pass House Bill 1264.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Point of order from Senator
Monroe. Are we close to committee discussion in our action yet?
No, we are not.
Yeah, I was going to make that
question.
Okay.
Questions from the committee. It's always good to do this on the last day.
Did you second it then?
No, nobody did.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, we do have a little bit of time here.
Unfortunately.
But I will not belabor the point. Seeing no other questions from the committee, we'll go on to discussion and action from the committee.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Blair.
I move do pass House Bill 1264.
Second.
Senator Blair has moved do pass 1264. Senator Monroe has seconded it. Any comments? No comments. All right. We have before us a do pass motion on HB 1264, moved by Senator Blair, seconded by Senator Monroe. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Senators Castleberry?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Russell is excused. Soholt?
Aye.
Blair?
Aye.
Aye. The vote's unanimous.
HB 1264 has received unanimous vote. And with a due pass, the chair now certifies that the bill, having no opposition, will now go to the floor on the consent calendar. Our next item up that I wish to have everybody think about is summer studies. Any general thoughts or ideas on a summer study? Do not have to make up our mind at this time, but you can get me the information later, and we can then have it submitted. And with that, for our internet listeners, this time of the year is always a happy time. We have now cleared all of our bills out of our docket, and it's always a good time that we've got our work done, got it done on time, and I thank the committee for that. We didn't have to cancel anything for not having a quorum, so I appreciate that more than you know. But for our internet listeners and for everybody in here, we can't do our work without first pages. You do more than you think that you do. You keep us in line, keep the meetings moving on time. But we've got two individuals, our committee secretary and LRC staff, that on my end, thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is my last tour of duty over here on the Senate. If I get reelected over in the House, hopefully I'll get to see you again. But from the very bottom of my heart, the letters and whatnot, they do not serve justice for my appreciation of both of you. So, any other? Any other comments or thoughts or?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Soho.
Yeah, I just want to extend gratitude and thanks for the steady leadership of our chair, the thoughtful way that he put the agenda together. So we had good time to talk about the policy bills. I mean, that takes a thoughtful way of putting things together. And for his starting on time, even though not all members came on time, for and how you batch bills, and then also working with not only us as legislators, but the staff and then the constituents that are weighing in on issues, and also the lobbyists that have issues. So when you're working and crafting and orchestrating amendments with legislators and other people and taking into account various interests, it's a lot of extra time and commitment to the process. And I think our chair just did an extraordinary job. So let's give him a round of applause. And Mr. Chair, can I say one more thing?
You may. Your light is on.
Okay. I also want to extend thanks to our vice chair. He had opportunities to lead this committee and really did a fine job of, you know, really maturing and growing in that role. And over the last couple of years, I think they've made an incredible team together. And so also want to extend thanks to Senator Blair.
I would, Senator Monroe. Thank you for keeping protocol in line. Senator Monroe.
Since we're having a transportation celebration here, I want to say something about the whole committee. Because I was, when I first came here, I was on the committee, then I was vice chair of the committee, and it was a, then I was off the committee, then now I'm back on the committee. And for me, this committee, it was really a lot more, I don't want to use the word friendly, you know, you don't want to, but I mean, it was just a nice committee to be on this year versus other years I've been here. And so, I mean, you can give yourselves a hand, but that'd be kind of vain. We can just leave it at that.
Well, with that, I do appreciate the vice chair. Hopefully, we'll all get reelected and get to serve again. But with that, Chair would entertain at this time a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Senator Soholt has moved to adjourn.
Second.
Senator Foster has seconded it. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Well, hate to do it.